There's a holdup in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, cruise ships to Red Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
Sorry, Francis.
Never mind.
If I'd have known that that girl who was double parked by convertible was wearing only a bikini, I'd have never asked you to give that ticket.
Forget it.
Well, it's a good thing I noticed it and I threw myself in front of you.
It was very embarrassing.
Well, it would have been more embarrassing if you'd have seen her and maybe fainted. Francis, after all, I'm a married man.
Look, Gunther, I'm over 21.
Francis!
Hey, Marty!
How
are you, boy? You're back in the Army.
Yeah, but look, I don't have too much time. They called me up for 6 months in the reserves. I want you to keep an eye on my girl for me while I'm gone, huh?
Sheila?
Yeah.
But that's silly.
Look, Francis, I know you don't take notice of these things, but Sheila's a gorgeous girl.
Oh, I've noticed.
There are plenty of wolves around just waiting to make time with her.
But why me?
Why you? Francis, you're the only man in the world I'd trust with a woman. Come on, how about it, huh?
Okay.
Gee, thanks, Francis. I can sleep nights now. I'll give you a call as soon as I get a leave. So long, Francis.
So long, Marty.
Take care.
I heard him, Francis, and that's a real compliment, asking you to keep an eye on this girl.
Some compliment. That's the fourth friend of mine who went in the Army who paid me that compliment.
Why not? If they ever called me back into the Army, and I was worried about my wife Lucille being chased by guys, My wife Lucille being chased by guys? What am I talking about? Come on.
Muldoon.
Yes, Captain.
A group of girls from Vassar College are visiting the precinct Wednesday. It's their annual social study field trip. Muldoon, I want you to show them about.
Me?
Yes, yes. They're usually a group of very attractive girls, and... I knew with you there'd be no incident.
I understand.
Now, usually headquarters sends a retired officer, Inspector Klein, to show them about. Lovely man, 82 years old. When I found out he couldn't make it, you were the first one I thought of.
Naturally.
Just show them about to answer their questions.
Captain, did it ever occur to you that, well, I might find one of them attractive and, well, ask her for a date?
Come on, boy. Wednesday.
For Pete's sake, Sylvia, I tell you, I'm just going bowling tonight with the boys. I'm not having a secret rendezvous with Marilyn Monroe. Forget what you hear in my sleep. What do you mean I have a roving eye? I haven't looked at another woman since the day I married you. That cured me. Prove it. I'll prove it. Muldoon is coming along. Yes, he is. Wait. Francis, will you tell my wife you're coming bowling with us tonight?
Hello, Sylvia? Yes, this is Francis. Yes, I'm going along with the boys. Thank you. Another compliment. What's that, Sylvia? You got some couples coming over for bridge next Friday, and you need another couple. All right, I'll ask my mother if she can come along with me. Goodbye, Sylvia.
Thanks, Francis. You see, as long as you're along, the wives know there's going to be no fooling around.
I know.
You're like the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Say, Francis, I just saw the captain. He said it's okay for tomorrow night.
What's okay?
For you to take over my night patrol.
Now, wait a minute.
Francis, it's Saturday night, and you know I've always got a hot date on Saturday night.
Forget it. Francis coming over to my sister-in-law's house with me and Lucille.
I thought he was coming over to watch my kids.
It's Saturday night, my big night.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, you guys. Did it ever occur to you that Saturday night might be my big night, too?
Your big night?
To do what? To go out.
Out?
Yeah. That's right. I'm single. I'm over 21. It's Saturday night. Yeah, I may just be taking a certain party out in the town.
Well, bring her along. You know your mother is always welcome.
I don't mean a mother, I mean a girl.
You? With a girl?
A real girl?
You mean a girl girl?
That's right. A regular Saturday night date. With a girl.
Do you mean a hugging and kissing girl?
Quiet. I don't like that kind of talk in front of Francis. I'm sorry, Francis. It's just that us married guys, we keep forgetting that there's an innocent single boy around.
Innocent single boy? Gunther, will you cut it out? I'm tired of having the reputation of being the 53rd Precinct's official mama's boy.
Look, you can't help it if you're shy.
Shy? Ha! Just because I don't go bragging about all my dates like some of these loudmouth Romeos around here. It may surprise you that I do all right in the female department. Just so happens I got a hot number lined up.
A hot number? You? Muldoon with a girl? That's... it's...
What makes you think it's impossible?
Impossible. That's the word I was looking for.
All right. You've had your way. Now, let's forget all about it.
Oh, no, we won't.
Got to stay out of this.
If Francis says he's got a date with a hot number tomorrow night, he's got a date with a hot number.
Gunther, don't start up.
Look, have you got a date or haven't you?
Now, Francis, we gotta know. There are a lot of bets riding on this. Now, right now, at 6 to 5, Carolyn Kennedy will have a date before you.
Okay, you had your laugh. Now, let's forget the whole thing.
No, we won't.
Gunther, stay out of this.
I won't. The one thing Francis doesn't do is lie. He said he had a date, didn't you, Francis?
If I said I had a date, then I've got a date.
Yeah. I still don't believe it.
Neither do I.
Muldoon with a girl. There'll be nothing left to believe in anymore.
Well, you can believe that.
Gunther.
Yes, Francis.
You talk too much! That's the whole miserable story, Mother. After I shot my mouth off about being such a ladies' man, Gunther made such an issue of it, they had me boxed in. The upshot is the whole precinct thinks I've got a date with a hot number tomorrow night.
How exciting. Do I know her?
Mother, you haven't been listening. There isn't such a girl. I haven't got a date. Oh, brother, when the guys find out I was bluffing, I'll be laughed off the police force. And after I open my big fat mouth about having a real swinging Saturday night.
You are going to have a real swinging Saturday night.
I am?
Francis, have you forgotten? We're going to Aunt Martha's tomorrow night. She's showing us the movie she took of her trip to Yellowstone Park.
Mother, that's not the evening the boys had in mind. I've just got to get a date. Where's my address book? Every bachelor has a little black address book full of numbers. Look what I've got. A, Acme Cleaners. B, the Bronx Stamp Club. C... oh, here's something exciting. Charlie's Pizza Palace. D. Dolores Davis. Dolores Davis.
Who's that?
It's just a girl I met at the stamp club.
Francis, why don't you call her?
Oh, she just gave me a number in case I ran into a 1912 Panama Canal anniversary stamp.
Francis, if she gave you her number, she expects you to call her for a date.
You think so?
Of course. Call her.
You sure?
Of course.
She did seem interested in me. She kept peeking over my shoulder at my airmail collection. She's probably nuts about me.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I couldn't do it, Mother. There's something about a girl's voice over the telephone.
Francis, you just got to get over being so shy.
It's no use. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I know. Why didn't I think of it before? I'll kill myself.
Francis, I don't want to hear such talk from you. Killing yourself is no solution. You'll live to regret it.
I want to live. Mother, I'll just have to make those boys believe I got a hot date for Saturday night.
But that's being deceitful, son.
Mother, it's for my own good psychologically. If I start acting like a wolf, and they start thinking I'm a wolf, and I start thinking they're thinking I'm a wolf, then maybe I'll really become a wolf. Cha-cha-cha, a-cha-cha-cha, 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 a-cha-cha-cha. Thanks for the hair tonic. You sure this is the stuff that drives the girls crazy?
I hope you didn't use too much. You'll get torn to pieces.
Just a little bit. I'll let my big blue eyes do the rest. Hello? Is that you, baby?
This is a recording. At the told, and the time will be 7:22 1/4.
You guessed it. It's Lover Boy. I'll pick you up at 8. That's when the champagne will start flowing and the cha-cha chime will start. What's that, sweet?
At the toll, and the time will be 7:22 1/2.
Oh, you little devil, you. See you.
Yahoo! Has he got a date or has he got a date?
Simmer down, Gunther. Make way for you.
Where are you taking her tonight?
Taking her?
Yeah. Where are you taking her?
Where does a guy take a girl like that on Saturday night?
You mean the Chi-Chi Club?
You guessed it.
Wow. Well, that's the fanciest place in the Bronx.
Yeah.
You must really have something there. Hey, come on. We're on duty.
Oh.
What is it, Gunther?
I just remembered. You'll let me use your car to go over my sister-in-law's tonight.
So what?
So what? You need it for your date.
Never mind. You use it.
But you got a date.
Gunther, you take the car. So long, fellas.
Wait, Francis. I'll drop you off there.
Never mind.
I insist.
It's just a short walk.
A short walk? It's over 3 miles.
Yeah, we ought to know. It's all settled.
It's all settled. I'm dropping you off at the Chi-Chi. It's the least I could do. Come on.
Well, here we are.
Yep. Well, here we are.
Gee, I can't get over it. You, Muldoon, out on a date.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks for the lift.
Wait.
What?
I don't know what your father told you, but you've been living with your mother and your sister all these years. Yeah. Well, if there's anything you want to ask me, go right ahead.
They know all about the birds and the bees.
Good. Oh, that's a load off my mind. Now, you go in there and have a good time, and I'll wait here.
Thanks. You'll wait here?
Well, in case she isn't there, you can come back out here, and I'll keep you company till she gets here.
Gunther, I'm sure she's there.
Well, why'd you go in to find out? And let me know.
All right.
Thompson's table. Good evening, sir. Have you a reservation?
No.
I'm sure I can find a table for you. Will that be two?
Two?
You expecting a young lady?
A young lady? Oh, no. I'll just be here a minute. Excuse me.
It's okay, Gunther. She's here.
Who's here?
Nobody's here. It's all right, I can go now.
Come again when you can stay longer. Good evening, sir. Have you ever... Oh, it's you. Nice seeing you again. Are you planning on staying longer this time?
I don't know. Please, sir, just give me a minute.
The minutes pile up after just so many of them. We have a cover charge, you know. Are you staying?
I haven't made up my mind.
When you do, let me know. I'll call the owner and we'll all have a drink on it.
Chi-Chi Club. Who do you think you're kidding, Dennis? You're not going in there to check their license. You are going in there to check on Muldoon and his date.
Ah, this is a big event. There wasn't a guy at the station from the captain on down who didn't come up to me and say, find out what she looks like. Come on.
I'll take care of it. Good evening, sir. Have you?
I've changed my mind. I'll just sit at the bar for a while.
I think you've had enough for one night. Good evening, sir.
Yes, officers? Can we see your liquor, restaurant, and entertainment licenses, please?
Our licenses? Why, just the other day.
Just a routine check.
All right, I'll get them for you. Girl, let me have the liquor, restaurant, and entertainment license, please. Just one.
Captain?
Well, Captain?
When the waiter brings in my daughter's birthday cake, would you arrange to have two of the other waiters over to the table to sing Happy Birthday, Priscilla?
I'll tell you.
You could also tell them there'll be 50 cents apiece of it for them.
I think you're making a mistake. For that kind of money, you can get a Robert Merrill.
Well, did you ever hear anything so rude?
Gangsters. They're the only ones who run places like this. Well, Priscilla, you wanted to see a nightclub. I hope you're satisfied.
Yes, Papa. This is certainly no place for a girl who's only 21. No, Mama.
Did you see those girls with boys smoking lipstick unchaperoned?
You can thank your lucky stars that you have parents who brought you up correctly. Yes, Mama.
Well, I guess everything is in order. Thank you. Mind if we look around?
Go ahead. Excuse me.
What is the meaning of this?
Sit down, please. This is a matter of life or death. Pretend I'm with you. Hello, sugar. Sorry I'm late.
Captain!
Champagne! It's all right. I'll pay for it. There you go. Laugh like you're enjoying yourselves.
We understand.
Yes, sirree, this is going to be a night. Isn't it beautiful? Excuse me, would you mind taking off your glasses?
Papa?
Do as he said.
Yes, Papa.
There he is. There's Walton.
Hey, Muldoon is doing all right.
Right. He's doing great. It's with the folks. It's an engagement party.
Hey, come on. Let's leave him alone.
A toast to the sweetest girlfriend in the world. Drink. Drink.
Papa! Do as he says.
Drink. C'est la vie. Where are they now?
Who?
The two policemen.
They went out. They've gone.
You're in the clear.
Thank you. You saved my life. I'm sorry to have bothered you. Here are your glasses.
Call the police!
Don't move till he's out of sight.
Good night.
Good night.
Let's go!
This is ridiculous. You heard O'Hara on the radio. He said Muldoon was in there with a girl. That's that.
That isn't. I've got to see her with my own eyes when they come out.
Leo!
If my wife Sylvia finds out Muldoon was out with a girl and I can't give her a detailed description right down to the color of a fingernail polish, you are looking at a divorced man.
Hello, police. I want to report a desperate character.
I have to see him.
I was just phoning my office.
Sorry to bother you. I need your help.
We'd be glad to help you, but we were just leaving for home.
Oh, sorry, but I'll have to leave with you.
Leave us?
Yes. It's just to get me out of here. Follow me. I'll take your daughter.
Take me instead.
Mother! She said, Priscilla.
Yes, Papa?
Come on, beautiful.
Don't you understand? He's just using us as a shield.
A shield?
Yes, as long as we're along, the police will hold their gunfire.
Gunfire? Oh.
Oh, courage, Mother. Remember, I'm with you.
Let's go.
Coming.
No, they haven't come out yet.
Oh, brother.
Now, what's with the old brother? The whole precinct from the captain on down is around the switchboard waiting to hear.
We've got traffic to patrol.
It can wait. Right now, we're the eyes and ears of the world.
You're witty as well as beautiful. Oh, here are the folks. You go first. What's that? Oh, you say the silliest things, but after all, you're young, beautiful. Yes, it is a marvelous. What? No. Did you ever
such a night. Look at the moon. A lover's moon. What a night. What a
night. Shh. Here we go.
Excuse me, sir, but why are we stopping here?
We live here.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, but I'll have to come in with you.
You're coming into our house?
Well, after going this far, if you go in there and leave me out here alone, I'm dead.
Dead? Come, Mother.
See him now. They went into the house. Look, you told me to follow, I follow. This is as far as I can go without a search warrant.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Let me explain.
Don't explain. Don't tell us anything. Just tell us what to do.
Thanks. Well, now, if you two would pretend you're saying goodnight and you're going to leave us alone.
Alone?
Yes, he says. Goodnight.
Louder.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, folks.
What a wolf. He sent the old folks off to bed. How do I know? He was yelling goodnight at them like they were leaving on the Queen Mary.
Now they'll think you've left the room. Sit down. Excuse me, miss, but will you sit on the sofa with me?
Take me in.
No,
Mother. Yeah, that's better. It's more romantic. This way, miss.
He's on the couch with her. Don't worry. I wouldn't leave here if a bank down the street was getting robbed.
Excuse me, miss, but I'll have to put my arm around you. Miss, if you'd be so kind as to lean your head on my shoulder.
Oh, the neighbors.
Mother, mother.
I know you folks must think I'm terrible, but there's no other way as long as they're out there. Miss, would you be so kind as to nestle a little?
You mean...
Easy, Mother.
Shame on you. Surely somewhere you must have loved ones who are suffering because of you.
Loved ones? You're right. Why didn't I think of that? Excuse me, miss. Could I use your telephone?
Yes, it's in the dining room.
I must call Mother.
His mother?
Don't be stupid. That's what they call the head gangster. Mother. Please, help! Where is your mother?
She's at Aunt Martha's. I'm sorry to have bothered you. I'll just have to go out there and take my chances.
Take me with you! Take me with you! Quick, we can make a getaway out the back way! You're the first man who ever noticed me! I'm yours now! I'll be your mom!
Kill her!
Stand back! It's just the two of us against the world! We can make a getaway out the back. I'm your woman now. I'll feel for you. I'll care.
Somebody get away from me.
What's going on here?
You're just in time.
He's innocent. He was with me when it happened. I swear to it.
Get me out of here, quick.
What'd you use? It couldn't have been that hair tonic.
Come back. I'll wait for you. I don't care how many years they'll give you. I'll wait for you. Do you hear me? I'll wait for you.
Oh, the neighbors.
She's rehearsing your school play.
I'll wait for you.
Hello, sugar. Well, it's Saturday night again, and you know who is going to meet you know who for a night of who knows what.
What? 2 a.m. All right, if you insist, I'll ask them. Francis and I are going out again tonight, and we won't be home till 2 o'clock. Right?
Do as he says, Priscilla.
That's my partner.
There's a hole.
holed up in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Cruise ships to Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?